The Tower of Babel story has a very easy to interpret message. A message that my grandma was going to teach in Sunday school to school children. But a message that so many of us forget. We are not and never will be God. It seems to me that a lot of people think that they must have created this beautiful world, the way they can intuitively tell who is going to go to heaven and who is going to go to hell. It boggles my mind. We humans are not God. Whenever we build a tower to God, God will smite it down. When we try to imitate God, when we try to replace God, and try to act as God, God will smite our ideas down. God has smitten our towers and ideas in the past, and the results were catastrophic. When the Tower of Babel was built, God finished God's cereal, folded up God's newspaper, and looked down from heaven at us insignificant humans, his unruly creation, and saw that we were trying to reach heaven, we were trying to reach him, we were trying to become godlike. This infuriated God, and with God's almighty and unbridled power, God smote down that tower. God divided the world into different languages, ethnicities, customs, and effectively different nations. God split neighbor from neighbor, friend from friend. God made it impossible for us to regroup and once again try to usurp God's power, take his crown as King of Kings and Lord of all creation, and take his throne. But all of this happened in the Old Testament, where we had an Old Testament God. Now we are living in the New Testament, with a New Testament God, a God of love, a God that has promised that God will no longer destroy our world. All we have to do is look at the sky after a rainstorm and see a rainbow to be reminded of the fact that God has changed, and God loves each and every one of us. Now God is trying to repair the world God created and almost destroyed. God sent God's one and only Son to forgive us of all of our sins. And Jesus, our Lord and Savior, told us to make fishers of men, to be evangelists, to clean up the mess that our Old Testament God had created. When Sophie told me I would be giving meditation this Sunday, she said that I should relate my meditation to my personal experiences. At that time, I had just come back from 3 weeks in Spain learning Spanish. And I decided that since that was so fresh in my mind, I should relate my meditation to those experiences. While I was in Spain, one of the things that struck me as most foreign was the lack of churches. I didn't see a Protestant church between the time I left New Jersey and the time I came back to it. None whatsoever. And I saw an extremely small number of cathedrals or Catholic places of worship. When you walked down a main street in a Spanish town, you would never see four churches on a corner like you can see outside of our windows. You didn't see it ever. You could only see a church when you really looked hard for one. There was one huge cathedral in the town where I was staying, and we went on a tour of the town and peeked in on a Wednesday night mass. There was only a priest, no congregation to speak of. I asked our guide if most people were in work or what on earth they were doing, and he said that the vast majority of Spaniards, about 90%, were non-religious. And this struck me as incredibly odd because of the rich Catholic Spanish history. At one time, Spain was a Catholic superpower. Spain had La Reconquista, where they expelled all of their Muslim residents off of the Iberian Peninsula and back to the Middle East and Africa. They had La Inquisición, where they forced the conversion of all of their population to Catholicism, especially the Jews, at punishment of death. But nowadays, only 10% of Spaniards attend Mass at least once a week, compared to 36% of Americans attending church service at least once a week. I was aghast. We don't send missionaries to Spain, or to the rest of Europe for that matter. Why not? To me, it seems that we would be more successful fishers if we fished in waters where there were a lot of hungry fish. Europe is not necessarily full of devout atheists. In fact, most Europeans identify as Christian, but very few practice the faith. If we could send our evangelists to the lost sheep in Europe, in my mind, it would be more sensible than sending evangelists to atheists in America. Some people, though, do not want to have to learn another language, pick up another culture, use another schedule, get used to other customs. But God has not given us an easy job. God wants a flock that extends all across the world. And to do that, God needs us, God's children, to evangelize. If we can learn a new word or a new phrase in a foreign language, just one a day, think of how many words we would know in a year, 365. In 2 years, we would know 730 words, and in 3 years, we would know more than 1,000 words in a foreign language. And with 1,000 words, I can guarantee you will survive in another country. You will be able to communicate on a basic level. I know this because I did that. When I went to Spain, I knew no more than 1,000 words, and I lived in a Spanish family with people who spoke no English. And I survived, and I could communicate my ideas, even if they were basic ones, to our host family. Father Brian Loeffler told me during VBS that to practice my Spanish was really a simple task. All I needed was one thing, a Bible written in Spanish. We Christians hopefully know the Bible so well that we can interpret the meaning of foreign words by reading them in context of a Bible that we know. And if not, we really need to reread our Bibles. This is why, on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit lit fires of flame above the heads of those original disciples. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. God mended the divisions God had created all those years ago and tried to reunite the world God had created. God is counting on all of us to help in this effort. To do this, we must leave our circle of people and neighbors and venture out into our communities. Try to reach people who we normally do not reach out to, people that we do not know. We must try to carry on Jesus' charge of making fishers of all men. We must be vigilant and use the gifts God has bestowed upon us to find the people who need God in their lives and bring them back to the flock. If we do this, then we will truly be good disciples. Amen.